Adrian Smith, 3, 2, 1. In the midst of the worst recession in over a generation, President Obama has chosen to travel to Denmark to advance his job-killing global climate change agreement. And the skyrocketing energy prices, I believe, is a prescription for economic decline. Those skyrocketing energy prices, that's a term that the president uses to describe what cap and trade would do. But forcing American businesses to meet the carbon emissions reductions will only slow our economic recovery and I believe, actually inflict greater pain on every American household. Agriculture, we know, is an energy-intensive industry, relying on fuel for the pickup truck, fertilizer for the crops, generators to keep heaters on during the winter, and even a small increase in production costs could have a tremendous impact on ag production.